But time now to get to our special guest for this hour. This is the coach of the Cronulla Sharks, who not only did they have a win on Friday night, they had a good pickup during the course of the week as well. I'm talking about Aaron Woods, and their coach is Shane Flanagan, who's been good enough to join us on the line. G'day, Shane.
G'day, Jimmy. G'day, Ray.
Morning, Shane.
Thanks for joining us. Pretty important, that win over there in New Zealand, and what it does for your chances within the top eight. Flano, you must have been impressed by what you saw from the team.
Yeah, we had an awful start. We didn't kick out, didn't find touch from a penalty. Then we had a knock-on tackle one and a penalty and gave them 12. You know, I think it was inside 10 minutes, it was 12-0. So it was an awful start. But, you know, the next 70 minutes, I thought we controlled the game really well. And, you know, they kicked a goal and a field goal in that next 70. So overall, I was ecstatic about it going into a bye and looking at the top eight. It's just, we didn't get those 2 points, it was going to be, a race home. So just puts us in a reasonable position for the next 8 weeks.
Shane, when you get off to a start like that, how do you turn it around? Do you send a message down to the players to keep it simple for a time, try and shut the game down, get back into the contest? How do you turn that 12-0 start down and get back in the contest?
Yeah, right. It's a funny one. We had such a good week in our preparation, and you know, obviously going over to New Zealand, sort of like a little mini camp for us. We wanted to start really well, and it just went completely the opposite way. So I've got a pretty senior group out there, and it was just, you know, forget about that. Let's start again and build a game. And, you know, Gal always talks about, you know, big games like that are going to be won in the last 5 minutes. And it definitely was on the weekend. So just probably belief and stay in our systems and just chip away and, you know, concentrate on the 80 minutes, not what's happened. You know, we can't change what's happened. We've just got to concentrate on what's going to come next.
There's a lot of reasons that you bought Matt Moylan, and one of the reasons is because he has this incredible ability to finish games from a positive point of view. I'd love to know your stats on him over the last month, 6 weeks. I think he's just warming to the task. Have you seen that improvement as he's built into this season, Shane?
Yeah, definitely, Jimmy. His offense has been, that's everyone sees Matt Moylan as an offensive player. But the thing that's really impressed me defensively, he's been sound. You know, the halves in the modern game get targeted a lot. You know, you have a look at all the, you know, missed tackles. Who's leading that? It's always the halves. They're not poor defenders, but they just get targeted, and a lot of the opposition shapes come around that area of the field. So they're a big job and some big decisions, and then some big tackles to be made on big back rowers. So he's been, you know, that part of his game has been fantastic. And, you know, post-game, you know, the bit of talk coming from the field was that when he got the field goal charged down, that he tipped up Ricky Lutelli telling him, we're going to go there on tackle three, be ready, be ready, be ready. And that's the confidence that he has. And he just went there on tackle three and then gets a pass away, and we score in the corner. So he's a confident of his own ability and confident that he can get the job done. But, yeah, overall, I've just been the way he's developed this year, more so defensively, but, you know, his whole game is a 5-8. He's getting better and better each week.
You need to see that from your playmakers, don't you, Shane, that they command the ball in those clutch situations, and he created that overlap for that winning try. A lot of interest, obviously, in Aaron Woods, and you gave him plenty of game time, and he had a terrific game over there.
Yeah, he did. Front rowers' roles, you know, from club to club don't really change a lot, but the thing that, and we sort of got back to Woodsy this week, that our halves run our football team, you know, and our nine to a certain degree, so especially when Jones Seguiaro comes on. So just get back to, you know, a real simple, basic game, Woodsy, and run hard and get down and play the ball. I didn't want him to pass a lot, which, you know, he's had to do at the Bulldogs because they've had some changes in their halves and haven't been steady in there. So it was real simple instructions to him, and I thought he did an outstanding job. He's a big body. He's experienced. You know, I know he hasn't played rep football this year, but, you know, to get a test and Origin player to come into your club at this time of year is, you know, is a massive bonus for us.
Especially when you get him as cheap as you got him too, Flano.
Yeah, I'm like you, Jimmy. I like my dollar.
Good comeback. Good comeback.
It is a big pickup, and I say that seriously. You've got I don't know what you're paying for him, but whichever way you look at it, it's value. Does it also have a flow-on effect too? What might happen with Paul Gallen for next year, and probably to a lesser degree, Luke Lewis?
It shouldn't impact on their two decisions on what they do next year. I wouldn't think. Gal's been instrumental in actually getting Woodsy to the club. You know, spoke to him a few times, had that relationship with him during the Origin period. So the way Gal approach, especially the last 6 weeks, is that, you know, I'm not worried about when or, you know, if I've got to make a decision, I'm just going to enjoy my the present time in the football this year. If he makes a decision at the end of the year or after the grand final, so be it. But, you know, and I feel that that's freed him up a little bit, and he's got less on his mind, and he's just playing really good football at the moment. And unfortunately, Luke Lewis is out with an injury, and it's been a real frustrating year for him. So I don't think the Woods situation will make too much of an impact on those two players, but what it does definitely is give me some opportunity next year, you know, if Paul's not around, that I don't have to scramble at the end of the year to get a replacement, because I've just moved Matty Pryor back to 13, and, you know, Woodsy and Andrew Fafita are in the front row, and I've got some young front rows coming through, so we're in good shape for next year already.
Just on Matty Pryor, Matty Pryor and Val Holmes came off the Origin last weekend. With a bit of a theme today, Shane's been about Origin and how the rounds can be structured. Have you got a theory at all? Nathan Cleary came out yesterday and said it'd be great to have more than 3 or 4 week window, but I don't think that's feasible. What's your take on the issue as a coach, Shane?
I like the Sunday game. I'm not quite sure of the timing of it. You know, it's pretty late. I'm a fan of, you know, I reckon it'd be fantastic if it was 4 o'clock, you know, to watch a game in the afternoon in Origin when it's not so wet and slippery. I think you get a better product of game of football, you know, so that's one thing that we've got to look at. And I think the Sunday game was, you know, good for, you know, me as a coach and all our players to, you know, just be able to sit back and watch the game and, you know, not worry too much about, you know, missing players from within our team. Every club only misses them for one game, I think, this year because of that weekend off. So that's a bonus. Some years you have to miss them for two games, and clubs get an advantage during Origin period because they only miss them for one. So it's evened up a little bit more around that. Every club only misses their players for one. So, you know, overall, I think it's a good thing. But, you know, I heard the Nathan Cleary comments. But, you know, is that more based around, you know, it's his first year, he's 20 years old, and he's just come out of winning an Origin series, so there was always going to be a downside of that. And he's just going to have to learn from it, and I'm sure he will.
I just want to make mention, too, get your thoughts, Shane, on Matt Pryor making his State of Origin debut as a 31-year-old. He's one of those guys, he's been wholehearted for a decade, and I guess this is one of the most pleasing things about being a coach, seeing your players achieve.
I haven't known about Matty getting a start. I thought in 2016, obviously he had a great year, and, you know, moving into the start of 17, I thought he was a real good chance off the back of the grand final to get an opportunity in Origin. He didn't, and he just held his game together and, you know, just kept concentrating and doing a really good job for the Sharks. You know, I think in 16, even him and Andrew Fafita were our player of the year, and Matty Pryor's been in the top three players for 3 years for us, so it's a great reward for consistency.
How far is Kyle away from getting a start?
He just picked the New South Wales under-20s yesterday, and he's the halfback and captain in that, so that was one of his goals this year. So I'm just a little bit... He's playing good football at the moment, but, you know, when I put him in, I want to put him in there for a long period of time. I don't want to put him in there for 1 week or 2 weeks and then lose his confidence or put him back to reserve grade. So when he goes, he's got to go for good. And, you know, unfortunately, he's behind two halves that are in a winning team. And now, you know, one Chad's won a grand final. Matty Moreland's an Origin and Australian player. So he's like everyone else, mate. He'll get his chance. But, you know, as I said, when he does go, he's got to go for good.
It's a fascinating setup to have so many coaches that have sons coming through in key positions, like Nathan Cleary and Ivan Cleary. And now we've got Kyle Flanagan and Shane Flanagan down there at the Sharks. It's interesting. Flanagan, appreciate your time on the Sunday morning. Yeah, look after those dollars. Well done on getting Woodsy so cheap. And we'd love to speak to you.
I was interested in here before when you said, Trace, what does Tracy like to do? And she said she's easy. that's an understatement.
to put up with Jimmy,
she's very discerning, Shane. I'll say that.
She was easy when she picked you.
Yes.
Shano's all over you, EG.
I know. Anyway.
Second richest man to Paul Gallagher in the Shire.
There you go. Well, if I am, there's a considerable gap.
How's that wing to the mansion going, James?
Don't worry. I'll tell you what. I know I get criticised for being keen on a dollar, but no one beats Gal. Good on you, Flano.
See you, boys.
Thanks, Shane.
There he is, Shane Flanagan. Didn't miss me, really, did he? Good to have him on the program.
You did leave with a chin, though.
I did. You're quite right. Too easy. Too easy. 13:53. 50. No, no, no. We've got the producers now saying, can Shane Flanagan get a weekly segment?
Exactly.
No.